some back bed right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the door up loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd. Making life count. Walk it off. I could use some back.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again. That as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News. Back in New York City, in a courtroom today, the U.S. Marine veteran accused of putting an agitated subway passenger in a chokehold last year, Jordan Neely, died after being put in the hold. Daniel Penny is facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. ABC's Regan Medji.
Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense after Neely, who suffered from mental health issues, started displaying what some describe as aggressive behavior. Penny's lawyers say Neely had a psychiatric history of mental illness, didn't take his medication, and was known to scare passengers. On the other side, the prosecution will argue that Neely needed help. The system failed him, and the Marine veteran used excessive force.
Warnings in Atlanta today. The wind is shifting, blowing some of that toxic smoke from this week's fire at a chemical plant in Conyers toward the city. Officials suggesting people limit their outdoor activities. Major League Baseball playoffs. The Tigers, the Royals, and the Padres all advance. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a fundraiser breakfast for the Phillips Girls Basketball Program. All funds will be going towards the high school team as well as their youth programs. Once again, this is this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. Then, also on Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m., over in Minocqua, it's Squirrel Hill Overlook Drive-Up Day. Want to experience the best view in the Northwoods without the steep 170-degree vertical hike to the top? Head on over to Squirrel Hill for Drive-Up Days, where they open the gate to allow vehicle traffic up to the very tippy top to enjoy the stunning north-facing view of the surrounding area. A $20 suggested donation per car is appreciated for this event, and all proceeds raised go towards trail and facilities maintenance. Got questions? Email them at info@minocquawinterpark.org. I'm Austin Bure, and this has been Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the wildcard series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor news in just a moment. Apparently, we're having a couple problems with our text to win thing. We've got our best people on it, so hold on texting that keyword to us here for just a little bit, and we'll tell you when it appears to be functioning once again. We apologize for the delay in that, but we'll get it going here. Outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATVs, scooters, and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on Friday, September 20th, announced the winner of the 2024 Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest. I'll tell you who won it when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. After 2 days of competition in mid-September, Adam Grimm of Wallace, South Dakota, emerged as the winner of the 2024 Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest. Grimm's acrylic painting portrayed a pair of spectacled eiders with a mountainous background. The artwork will be made into the 2025-2026 Federal Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp, or what's simply known as the Duck Stamp. It will go on sale in late June 2025. This was Grimm's third victory in the Federal Duck Stamp Contest. He'd previously won with a painting of a mottled duck that appeared on the 2000 Duck Stamp, and a pair of canvas backs he painted graced the Duck Stamp back in 2014. Finishing in the top three this year were Rebecca Knight of Deepwater, Missouri, who placed second with an oil painting of a drake hooded merganser, and Abraham Hunter of Dandridge, Tennessee, who took third place, also with an oil painting of a pair of hoodies. There were 239 entries in this year's Federal Duck Stamp Competition. You can see them all at fws.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Partly cloudy today with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, calm, and kind of frosty. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65 on Saturday, sunny and breezy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love? This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check.
took a hard left, but we're alright. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right. So nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good. The rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it break. Call it dumb luck, but baby, you and I can't even mess it up, though we both try. No, it don't always go the way we planned it, but the wolves came and went, and we're still standing. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, glass could shatter, let it break. 'Cause you and I remain the same. When the 8 o'clock in the foundation, baby, I know when it's gone, we're pissing. But pour out over while we stay, but the house don't fall when my bones are good.
Boyfriend.
98Q Country.
The kids screaming, phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long restaurant, you start to cry. Baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream.
you out your mind, you're way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a brandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a brandy. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a bandy. I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. With someone as beautiful as you, doing waking up with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave.
Thomas Rhett at 98Q Country. The text to win contest has been picked. So anybody who texted us a keyword, we got it now. And you should have received the text back. So we got them all. So we thank you for pointing that out to us. A couple different folks let us know. So the text to win keyword for the day is secret. Secret. Text that word to us sometime today, just once. And you'll be in for the Dells tickets, which the final day will include four passes to Mount Olympus, the indoor water park in the Dells, four tickets to the top secret attraction, and four tickets to the original Wisconsin Ducks. Those Wisconsin Ducks tickets are time-sensitive, of course, due to the weather. Top secret, Mount Olympus, both valid through the end of the year. Well, today the cross-country team of Shawamigan will be in action today. They'll be down in Athens. The JV volleyball team going to be in action today also, as they're going to travel to take on Crandon today. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team will host Mercer today with a 5:45 start time on that. And then the high school and middle school cross-country teams will host a conference meet at Marion Park in Glidden today. So busy day for the Butternut athletes today. And on the Lakeland schedule, they got the boys' soccer team. They're having a real nice year. They'll play host to Mosinee. The girls' swim team will travel to Mosinee. And the girls' volleyball, JV 2 and 3, they're going to hit the road at Ironwood. So some action going on around the North Woods today. We got high school football tomorrow night. Both our teams on the road. Phillips going to be down in Athens. And Shawamigan will be up in Hurley. Going both ways. We'll have them for you, Phillips, tomorrow right here on 98Q tomorrow night, and then Shawamigan on Trail Mix 103.1. Local birthdays and anniversaries. If you have somebody, if I was to tell you that I was going to hand you a free cake, you know, like an 8 by 11, it's a big 11 by 4, whatever it is, a big sheet cake, absolutely free, decorated with frosting, that's pretty good. I mean, they're not cheap anymore, are they? We give away one of those free every Friday, courtesy of the good folks at the bakery department at Super One. Well, their donuts are wonderful over there. Don't even get me started. All you have to do is tell us who is celebrating an anniversary or birthday, and they're automatically in. You can email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, or you can just pick up the phone and give us a call the old-fashioned way on the telly, 715-762-3221. If you want to use that text line, you know, that you use to intro, you can always text us through that also, and we'll get birthdays through that too, however you want to do it. We'll get to all of our birthday celebrants, local and Hollyweird celebrity, after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again. That as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Moose Jaw Resort and Campground is pleased to announce that bingo is back. Every Saturday, they will be hosting cash bingo from noon to 2 p.m. with $2 for 3 bingo games. Sheets come in threes only. You can play 1 game, 3 games, 8 games, or all 10. You choose. You can bring your own lucky ink dauber, or you can use one of theirs. And the first 9 of 10 games will be 80% cash payback with 20% donated to Catkins Animal Rescue. They will also be collecting any monetary and any in-kind gifts to be donated to Catkins Animal Rescue. You can drop it by at Bingo or anytime they're open. Once again, that's Moose Jaw Resort and Campground every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. for Bingo. I'm Austin Bermé, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a 2-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at, like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
All right, birthdays, anniversaries, if you're celebrating one on this day, the 3rd of October, we've got quite a few celebrity birthdays to name. We have Shannon Sossaman, the actress from One Mission Call, A Knight's Tale, 40 Days, 40 Nights, Rules of Attraction, 45 today for Shannon. Sean William Scott, the actor from Stifler in the American Pie movies, Stifler in the American Pie movies, got that. So if you watch those, 48 for him today. Neve Campbell, the actress, the Scream series, and many others, 51 today. Gwen Stefani is 55 today. The No Doubt singer has served as a coach on The Voice. She has a clothing and accessory line, and she has been married to Blake Shelton for a while. They seem to be getting along pretty well. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, married. Breaking news. Gwen is 55 today. Janelle Maloney, the actress from TV's The West Wing, is 55 today. Clive Owen, the Englishman, he received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination in 2005 for Closer. As many other notables, he's 60 today. Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, Methods of Mayhem, ex-rock star, Supernova. 62 was all for Tommy Lee today. He was pretty young when Motley Crue was initially a hit, and he's still playing, I think, and touring. Jack Wagner, he played Frisco Jones on the TV soap General Hospital, and then he went on to be a singer and has done, you know, a lot of other stuff, but kind of that's kind of his stamp. Jack Wagner, Peter Jack Wagner, is 65 today. Who else here? Dennis Eckersley is 70 today, Hall of Fame pitcher, the Red Sox and others, ESPN analyst now. Dave Winfield, the University of Minnesota guy, went on to play baseball with the New York Yankees, and he was a member of the Minnesota Twins also for a little bit, came back for a year or so. The Baseball Hall of Famer became an ESPN analyst too, 73 for Dave Winfield today. Roy Horn, he the magician and the animal trainer, the half of Siegfried and Roy. He was mauled by a lion at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. Different people will give different reasons why they think that happened. And Roy Horn, one half of Siegfried and Roy, born on this day, 1944, passed in 2020. Chubby Checker, the South Carolina native, grew up in Philadelphia, where he helped American Bandstand's Dick Clark get launched. The biggest dance craze ever. Of course, The Twist with Chubby Checker. His cover of Hank Ballard's The Twist is still the only 45 ever to top the national chart twice. More than a year apart. But Chubby was not a one-trick pony. 34 hits. Spent a total of 37 weeks. Kind of rare for someone to have such a huge hit initially, and he still went on to do a lot of other songs. Good stuff. Spotify, listen to a little Chubby Checker, good stuff. His real name is Ernest Evans. He figured that Chubby Checker wasn't his real name, right? Ernest Evans. Chubby Checker is still with us. He's 83, still twisting. Maybe not shouting, but he's twisting. Eddie Cochran, the gifted 50s singer guitarist, was one of rock's early casualties. A Minnesota native, he grew up in California, co-wrote, played, and sang hits such as Summertime Blues, Something Else, Come On Everybody. His songs became staples of the 50s and 60s, and they were covered by The Who and many others. Eddie Cochran, born on this day in 1938, he died in a 1960 car wreck en route to a London Heathrow airport at the end of a hugely successful British tour. So Eddie Cochran passed back in 1960. And Gore Vidal, the author, playwright, essayist, screenwriter, and media figure, one of his novels, Myra Breckinridge, became a 1970 film starring Raquel Welch. So Gore Vidal, born on this day, 1925, passed back in 2012.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, calm, and kind of frosty. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65. On Saturday, sunny and breezy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
A couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles, kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove. Planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas. They'd understand why I got made those flyover states. I bet that mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. It's like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Road rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma, with a windshield sunset in your eyes like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened, you'll understand why I got made. Take a ride
check it out.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
Country.
Some things in life are meant to fly, and others they were born to run. You can't tie down up and leave it like the changing. They're coming and they go. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like a lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl. baby meant to be misunderstood. Can't hold on to letting go, change the way the river flows. Loving her's like roping in the wind. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like a lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone. She ain't got one bit to stick around. There's no sense in trying to slow her down. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like a lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone.
Holmes and 98Q Country with Going, Going, Gone. I don't think we can play it enough, can we? Yeah, the sweetness of a back-to-back. Was it back-to-back? There was a solo, then somebody got on, and then there was a two-run, and then just like that, 16 innings of just kind of frustration in the playoffs all of a sudden turned into a Brewer victory, and we're going to do it tonight. Get your nachos, get your popcorn, get your peanuts, get the beverage of your choice, whatever it may be. Plant yourself or listen. If you're on the go chasing kids around, have some kind of radio. We can't put the Brewers on our app, all right? We can't do that due to Major League Baseball restrictions, but we will have it right here on the 100,000-watt flamethrower. You could be in a bunker somewhere in Lugerville. You're still going to get us. That's how powerful our signal is. We'll get out there, and we'll get you the Brewer game today. We know there's a lot of things going on with the kids and grandkids. You may not be able to watch it. That's why we're here for you, to bring you the Brewer game on 98Q tonight, 6 o'clock, right around 6 bells, 6:08, I think, actually, on the main ESPN channel. This is it, all of baseball. All of baseball, one game. Everybody else has already figured out who's moving on. One game. The world is watching AmFam Field tonight. Should be a good one. The Mets and the we're hoping it'll be a good one for us. Mets and Brewers, we got it for you right here. Your keyword, our final day of our extended summer text to win, is secret. So anybody who texted earlier, we had a couple issues, but everything came through. So you're good. Secret is the key word. Get that to us by the end of the day. We did pick a winner from yesterday. That person has been texted. So if you received a text, that's you. If you didn't, then you know you didn't win. So one final set of Dell's tickets going out the door here with 98Q and our text to win contest.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in a 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale. Some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right, so they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill out a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in. It was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yes, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
and everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-D-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing there, O-N-E. Yeah, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Yeah. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skid. Mama had a time.